It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, it's a special day for one of our neighbors today. It's Mr. McFeely's birthday. I saw him this morning early, running around doing some of his errands, you know, wither and yawn. Mr. McFeely's a fine neighbor and a busy man. You know what this says? Happy birthday, Mr. McFeely. And do you know what this is? It's the basket. Finished it. These are the handles to put on his handlebar. And inside are some plates for the cake, some napkins, and forks. Because Chef Brockett's going to bring the cake, you know. He promised that he would. Now let's hide this where we usually keep it. Right in there. Then when he comes, we'll get it. It would be nice if Picture Picture could put this up on the wall, don't you? Picture Picture on the wall, will you kindly show us all a sign that looks just like this? Good. Happy birthday, Mr. McFeely. Hey, what's that? That looks like a little bicycle. Now, is this one exactly like the other one? No little bicycle down there, no. I like yours even better, Mr. McFeely. Oh, look at that, Mr. McFeely's cake. Well, Chef Brockett will be coming. Yeah, he'll be coming to bring the cake. And Miss Emily's going to come. She told me she had a poem for him. And Mr. McFeely himself will be here. And we just won't jump out at Mr. McFeely. No. And we won't just scream at him. No, people don't like loud surprises like that. No. But what we will do is each one of us give him what we have to give him as a surprise. And you and I have a song. Remember the one that we've been practicing? Today is a very special day. Can you sing it with me? A very, very, very special day. A very, 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 very special day. It is. Maybe that's Chef Brockett now. Let's see. Chef Brockett,
how do you like it?
Oh, it's beautiful.
I'm pleased with the way it turned out.
Great.
I hope it looks like the one picture showed us. I mean, I hope the shape's right.
Well, take a look.
Yeah, except you see, there are gumdrops, and I forgot the gumdrops. Do you have some?
Oh, sure, I have some in the kitchen. Oh,
wonderful. Well, then, why don't we go in there and put the gumdrops on?
Fine.
Okay? Fine.
Oh, you've got the cake. Shh. Right. Get your gumdrops. Here they are. Both of us decorate. Okay. We should put them right around the... Oh, he should really like this.
picture picture? Gonna compare them, huh? Here we go. Oh, that does look like that one.
Hey, now it does, look.
Sure does.
Sure, there are six gumdrops on the top and on picture picture, and six on here, too.
Great.
Isn't that nice?
Could I put it over here?
Would you put it over on the black table for me?
Sure.
Oh, thank you. Oh, the light's flashing.
Oh, would you answer it, please?
Yes, I will. Hello? Oh, hi, Lady Aberlin. Yes, this is a very exciting time, isn't it? She said, would we like to see the presents that King Friday and Sarah Saturday have for Mr. McFeely?
Oh boy, would we ever.
Is Mr. McFeely there? No, he isn't there. She says she's going to come by here later and bring all the presents.
Oh, great.
For Mr. McFeely.
Well, we could see them now?
Yeah. Can we come to the castle and see things now? She says all we have to do is count to 13.
13. You ready to count to 13? Okay. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13.
King Friday, let's talk about it. Come on over, let's talk about it now.
I expected Lady Aberlin 2.5 seconds ago.
Well, she's probably on her way, King Friday. I just saw her on the telephone 2 seconds ago.
Oh, good. Are you prepared to give the gift for the speedy delivery man?
Yes. In fact, I asked Handyman Negri if he would help bring it in.
Oh, that's an excellent idea. Excellent idea.
I'm sorry to be late, Uncle Friday.
Oh. Why, you're 6.5 seconds late.
Yes, I know. But I'm ready now.
Oh, I wish you to take my royal regards to the speedy delivery man and tell him that I bought the materials and Sarah Saturday sewed it for him.
I can't wait to see what it is.
Well, here comes Handyman Negri now with it.
Hello,
Excuse
Handyman.
Excuse me, Lady Evelyn.
Yes, there it is.
Oh, a pennant.
It's a pennant.
Yes. Oh, how nice.
Can you read the words?
Speedy delivery, King Friday the 13th.
That's right.
And you see the little bicycle?
Yes. But Uncle Friday, you're not speedy delivery.
Oh, of course not. She thought I was speedy delivery. She hasn't seen the back of it, has she?
No, if you just turn it around so that Lady Aberlin could see it.
Certainly, Sir Sanity.
You see the word from?
From. Oh, yes. It's from you.
That's right.
Oh, that makes all the sense in the world.
The pennant is from King Friday the 13th.
I understand, Your Majesty. It's just a lovely pennant.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sir Saturday, you really made it.
Yes. I've cut out the letters and then I sew them on and... Then I painted on the little bicycle. Oh.
And I bought the materials.
Well, it's just perfect,
we
Uncle
made it
Friday.
Together.
Just perfect. I know Mr. McFeely will like it.
He can write us a thank you letter if he wants to, you know.
I think Handyman Negri should help take it with Lady Aberlin. Don't you, King Friday?
Well, I hadn't thought. Would you like to go to such a festivity, Handyman Negri?
Oh, yes, sir. I would love to represent you, sir.
Maybe you'd take your guitar, too. You play it so beautifully.
Oh, I'd be most happy to play for them, Sarah Saturday.
Well, then, you may take the rest of the day from your duties, Handyman Negri.
Thank you.
Remember who you are and what you stand for.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And you too, Lady Aberlin.
Yes, of course, Uncle Friday.
Yes, and both of you be on time. Now, off to your festivities. Sarah Saturday and I will talk about serious matters here at the castle while you're gone. Good birthday greetings to everyone.
Thank you.
Goodbye, King Friday. Farewell, Sarah Saturday.
I'm so glad you liked it.
Farewell.
I'll have to go change clothes if I'm going to go to the party.
Oh, right. Yes.
Oh, what is this?
Oh, this is Daniel's present. We just finished making it. It's a glass, a special glass with Mr. McFeely's name on it.
Sounds beautiful.
Oh, yes, it is. just lovely. And you're going to bring your guitar.
And you know, since I'm going to bring the guitar, I think I'll just give him a song for my present.
Wonderful. And I think I'll give him a kiss.
Well, let's go.
Now, here's one for Lady Averlyn.
Fine. He's first.
And one for Miss Emily. And here's one for Mr. McFeely.
Oh, he's the guest of honor. Uh-huh.
And Handyman Negri, he's coming now. And one for you. And a plate for me.
One for you.
All right. Now, here's a fork for the cake for Lady Averlyn. One for Miss Emily. And one for Mr. McFeely.
Four.
Handyman Negri.
Five.
One for you. One for me. And here are the napkins.
Oh, good. We better have napkins.
We're all set, aren't we? Oh, that's Mr. McFeely.
Yes.
Would you go and see if it's Mr. McFeely at the door, and then come back and tell us? All right. Was it? Good. Okay, are you ready to say happy birthday and sing the song? Are you? And you'll show the cake?
Right.
Okay, we'll go to the door. Coming. We're coming. You ready, Chef Buck?
Good day, Mr.
Good day, and happy birthday to you, Mr. McFeely.
Happy birthday, Chef. Oh, it's my favorite kind of cake. Thank you.
Gumdrop cake.
Gumdrop cake. I love gumdrops. Just love them, Mr. Rogers.
You're having a birthday, Mr. McFeely.
I certainly am.
You know your friends and neighbors.
Howdy, friends.
They're saying happy birthday, and we'd like to sing a song to you.
Well, that's very nice of you.
Today is a very special day.
It is. Certainly is.
A very, very, very special day. A very, 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 very special day.
Oh, well, thank you.
Because it's your birthday, Mr. McFeely.
That is
I see you have your present.
Oh, yes, Miss Emily gave it to me this morning.
Well, we saw it a couple days ago. We knew she was going to give it to you. We have some things for you,
you
too.
And look at picture, picture.
Picture, picture has a sign for you.
Picture, picture. This is an exciting day for me. Exciting day. Oh, yes, it
Won't
is.
Won't you sit down,
oh,
Mr.
Already,
McFeely?
I'll just sit right down this little stool here. Oh, my, it's an exciting
Mr. McFeely,
day.
This is a basket that I made for you.
You did? Why, it's a beautiful basket, Mr. Rogers.
It's for the front of your bicycle.
The front of my bicycle? Wonderful. And I can strap it right on, That's can't a, I?
Oh, there's somebody at the back door. I'll see who it is.
Lunch is in
there.
Oh, yes.
A couple of oranges and
some
sandwiches.
Oh,
well, I'm driving.
Hi, Lady
Averlyn.
Come on in.
Happy birthday,
Hi, Lady Averlyn.
Oh, I'm
Hi.
So excited today. Look at my basket here.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Mr. Rogers made it himself.
Did you, Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
This is Daniel's, you
know. Oh, yes. This is a very special present.
This is from Daniel Striped Tiger.
Daniel, oh my, I wonder what Daniel could have given me. I'll just open it up and see. Oh my. Why, it's a glass.
Oh.
And it has Mr. McFeely on it.
Wasn't that thoughtful of him?
What? I can use it to drink my milk. I love my milk, and I'll just fill up the top and drink it every morning.
Oh,
Daniel worked hard on that glass, didn't
he? Why, you thank Daniel for me. I'll stop over someday. Oh, my, what an exciting day. Well, I'll just put it in here and be careful of it.
Oh, yes, very
right,
careful
right
of
back
it.
Back up there, put it right in here.
Put everything in your basket now.
Right
sure,
in
put
there.
Your presents
That's
right
the
in.
First one, the glass right in the basket of the went. I'll put the ribbon in, too. There we go.
Is Handyman Negri coming?
Oh, I think so. Yes, he just had to change his clothes, and then he said he'd be
well, Handyman Negri's coming over here,
yes,
too?
Yes, he's coming. Kind of as a personal representative of King Friday.
Stolen this
King Friday weapon. Told him to come.
King Friday gave a day off, did he?
Yes, he did.
Well, that's nice of King Friday.
Yes.
Sure is.
Oh, my. Well, Daniel's going to be very happy when he learns how you liked his class.
What are you going to give him? What's this? Why, that was a very tender gift, Lady Averlyn, a very tender gift. Thank you, thank you.
I thought
Happy
that's
birthday.
What you were going to give here. Somebody else,
Mr.
McFeely.
Hello, Mr. Rogers.
How are you?
Oh, isn't this...
Oh, Hi, Zima. How are you today?
Happy birthday.
Oh,
happy
birthday. Thank you.
The king gave me the day off, and I was glad to come over.
Oh, I'm so glad he did.
I have a few things here for you.
Why, what could this be?
This is from Corny.
From Corny?
It's a little chair for the back of your bicycle.
For the back of my speedy delivery bicycle, all just fast on the back, and a little safety belt, I suppose, right?
Right.
So you can take little people for rides.
Little people for rides, and they'll be safe with the safety belt, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's splendid. Well, I'll put that right in the basket, too, right in there.
Mr. McFeely, this is from King Friday and from Sarah Saturday.
King Friday, a royal pennant. Marvelous. Speedy delivery. And, oh, it says from King Friday. Oh, marvelous. This can go right in my handlebars. Marvelous, marvelous.
Of course it can. Could I put it down for you, Mr.
McFeely?
All righty,
and I'll send them a thank you note.
Oh, I think they'd appreciate that.
Oh.
Mr. McFeely, I've brought my guitar along, and I'd like to play a song for you.
Splendid, splendid.
Some of my presents.
Oh,
let's do that.
Did you make that?
Yes, I did.
Handyman
Maker, will you pass out the napkins?
I'd be happy to.
I'll take a gumdrop there, Chef Crockett.
Thank you,
Handyman. Just right down here.
They look like gumdrops.
They certainly are my favorite candy.
Lady first, Lady Everlyn.
For Lady Everlyn. Here you go, right around the circle.
Nice. Thank you.
Here comes another gumdrop cake.
Guest of honor, Mr. McFeely. Be sure you get the gumdrop.
Oh, a gumdrop for you, Mr.
McFeely. My favorite color of gumdrop. There we go.
It's chocolate inside, Chef Crockett.
Delicious. And the third piece is for Mr. Rogers. Okay?
There's the door, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, there's somebody at the door.
Well, we'll just let it right there.
Thank you.
Oh, my, what an exciting day.
I know who this is. Miss Emily. Hi, Miss Emily.
I thought Mr. McFeely might be here. Hello.
Such a pleasure to see you. Thank you.
Hi,
Miss Emily.
Hello, ladies and my, what a cake. Now that is a cake.
That's a gumdrop cake.
It's a cake.
Chef
I have
Crockett.
A poem for you.
Oh. You do? A poem? Love your poems.
Mr. McFeely.
Yes, that's me.
He's always in a hurry. He never seems to stay much longer than his errand takes, and then to say, good day. He pops into Mr. Rogers' house and then pops out again. I think he has too much to do. Although it's very plain, he must enjoy his hurried life. Though once, as I recall, he really stayed a little while and paid a friendly call. He brought along a charming toy and sat down to explain exactly how to work a very wonderful small crane. Remember that?
Oh, I certainly do. Yes, I do.
He has lots and lots and lots of friends who've come to wish him well. He is extremely popular, as anyone can tell. It's awfully nice to be well-liked, and to deserve it, too. It makes for happiness all round, for him and me and you. You all know whom I mean, of course, because he's our good friend. So here we go, together now, let all our voices blend in accents loud and clear and strong, anything but squealy. Happy, happy birthday to our own dear Mr. McFeely.
Oh, happy birthday, Mr. McFeely.
I shall frame this.
Thank you. Oh, it's so good, Chef Crockett.
It's your
name. Glad you like it.
It's hard to write my last name, Miss Emily, but you sure did it.
Well, that's my business, you know.
The poetry business, right?
Right.
Does it taste good, everybody?
Oh, it
does. Just delicious.
You know, we wondered what kind of a cake to do, and so we asked Picture, and Picture told us the kind that Mr. McFeely would like.
You know, I'm glad these are paper plates.
Why? We often use paper plates for picnics. Why do you mean?
You know, Daniel's gift?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he made you one at first. And I knew he had it finished, and he'd been working all day on it. And I went over to Grandpierre's tower, and
and got a box from the machine, and Mr. Zandwies gave me some excelsior to wrap it in, and I brought it over to Daniel's clock, and it had just a little smudge on it, and he was worried about it, and he said, do you think Mr. McFeely would mind the smudge? And just then he dropped it.
Oh.
And it was a long way. The clock is high from the ground. But then he made another one. It was sad at first.
It must have made him very sad, Lady Evelyn, very sad.
He was, Mr. McFeely, but he was really rather good about it. I mean, he went right off to make another one, and as you saw, it didn't have a smudge on it at all.
And that made him very proud, I bet.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
You helped him, didn't you, Lady Evelyn?
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we worked in his tick-tock room.
It's great to have friends to help. Isn't it good to have friends,
Miss Oh, it certainly is nice to have friends.
I bet you've had a busy day up till now, haven't you?
A busy day. You know, I've had orders from the moment I got up till right now. I didn't expect I'd be here this long, though. I love this devil's food cake there, Chef Crockett.
Glad you do.
With all the gumdrops.
What I like is seeing you stay here.
Yeah.
You almost never stay. You always have to go.
I bet you this is the longest time you've ever been here, is it?
I think it is.
I'm sure it is.
Mr. McFeely, did you have birthday parties when you were a little boy?
Yes, I had occasional birthday parties. But you know something, Mr. Rogers?
What?
I was always too busy. I was always helping my father. He was a delivery man, too, you know.
Oh, he was?
Oh, yes, he was. Yes, he was. And so I had some birthday parties, but not this log. And oh, this cake. We never had a cake like this, Chef Rocket.
So you learned how to be a good delivery man from your father.
Mm-hmm. I watched what he did, Mr. Rogers. He was always prompt and on time. He delivered all his packages and all his letters and all his parcels right on time. I followed him.
I bet he used the same bicycle, too.
Oh, he did. He did. You can tell. You can hear me coming, can't you?
You may hand me your plates when you finish with them, and I'll put them right back here.
Thank you.
Keep everything nice.
I'm so excited. I can't finish. I'll just nibble on a little more.
I'll finish your cake, for goodness sake.
Did you ever deliver a cake, Mr. McFeely?
Oh, yes, yes. Chef Crockett has had me deliver silver cake.
Oh, yes.
But he always tells me to be very, very careful and slow down just a little bit. Just a little bit. He's afraid they'll topple over, you see.
Oh, yeah.
You know those high cakes he makes.
This is a very high one.
But he makes a higher one than this. It goes up to this high, I believe. Isn't that right, Chef Crockett?
That's right. Yes, they do the very high one.
Very high one.
That's for a big anniversary.
A big anniversary. Right.
I hope you'll like this. Did you see this, Miss Emily?
No, I didn't.
I wove that.
Oh, that is lovely. He'll have things on the front of his bicycle and on the back.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And going up in the air, too.
And only Mr. McFeely in the middle. Oh,
and
this
not
is lovely.
Squealy either, Mr.
Not squealy, but McFeely, right?
No squealy voices
here. No squealy, no.
Well, I'll put this down. I'm just so excited I can't finish that little bit of cake.
Okay.
Well, I think I better rush off because I see I've overstayed. Now, I don't mean to rush, but I better get back on my duties already, Mr. Rogers.
I know you're a busy man, Mr. McFeely.
So I'll just rush right off and I'll put Emily's poem right in the basket, right there.
Can we help you, Mr. McFeely?
Would you do that, Lady Evelyn?
Oh,
would you
go?
Your hand?
I'll take it. You'll take the pennant, Lady Evelyn. I'll
rush.
I'll
take the box.
Thank you, Miss Emily. Thank you. Oh, it just took
you far. Many happy returns of the day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming.
This has been a very, very special day, Mr. Rogers, and thank you so much, and you too. Oh, Chef Crockett, delicious cake, delicious. I must rush off, but I want to thank you so much. Good day, good day.
Many happy birthdays to you, Mr. McFeely.
Thank you, Mr. Rogers. Thank you very much. Bye-bye, Chef Crockett.
Bye.
You have a lot of friends, Mr. McFeely.
I know I do, Mr. Rogers.
We appreciate you.
Thank you. Good day.
Good day to you.
Pretty delivery.
He really liked it.
Didn't he like his party? Mm-hmm. It makes you happy when somebody enjoys the party that much, doesn't it?
Well, you worked on the cake, and he seemed to like it.
Do you know, you helped me. If we hadn't gone in the kitchen there and decorated, it wouldn't have been that pretty. But, you know, I have a good idea. He was so excited he couldn't eat all of his cake.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't I take all this cake to his house? And tonight, when he's more relaxed, he can eat some of it and give some to Mrs. McFeely and all their friends.
Good idea.
Good idea.
Why don't you just take what he has and put it right
Fine.
There.
Right on top.
For him.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
Can you?
Bye now. I hope we have a lot of birthday parties. I think they're lots of fun. Bye, Mr. Rogers.
Goodbye, Chef Brockett.
Thanks for helping to make it special. That was our birthday party for Mr. McFeely. Seems quiet now that everybody's gone. You and I are here. Mm-hmm. He liked the attention. I hadn't known that his father was a delivery man, too. Proud of our song. Mm-hmm. We sort of all took care of Mr. McFeely today, didn't we? I like taking care of people. I like taking care of you. I'm taking care of you. Taking good care of you. For one, I was very little, too. Now I take care of you. We had our day together. Our happy birthday to Mr. McFeely. Mm-hmm. We've had a long week together, getting ready for it, too. Mm-hmm. Won't be seeing you tomorrow, but I'll sure be thinking of you then. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day, birthdays and every other day, special days by just your being you. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.